Hi, I just wanted to thank everyone who's calling into the teleshow. It looks like we have most of the folks for right now who are trying to get through that have gotten on the line. We do have everyone muted currently so that we won't have any interruptions just in the initial part of the call. Then we're going to open it up for Q&A at the end of the call, and at that point we'll give you instructions for how to unmute your call so you can join in if you have any questions. At this point, I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to our host, Steve Earle. Steve?
Thank you, Jennifer. Thank everybody for dialing in, taking the time out of your busy schedules today to participate in this call. With us today is Christine DeMuth with American General and Tom Vann with American General. And American General is a company that has certainly been in all of our minds over the last couple years. We've had a very long history, of seeing the company evolve into, a company with a huge product offering that had really a lot of marketing programs and sales programs and innovative ways of transacting business in the marketplace. And since American General has really gone to redefining itself, we thought it'd be a great opportunity to have American General tell us a little bit about what they see themselves going on to in the future, what kind of products that they are currently offering and will be offering. So, Christina, with that, I'd like for you, if possible, tell me a little bit about American General today, because I know you guys are vastly different than what you were even a year or 2 years ago as far as what you're looking for, what type of company you guys are building.
Absolutely, Steve. Well, thank you very much for letting us join this call today and sharing our story about American General Life companies. We are a different company today than what we were a few years back. And today, first of all, our roots go back 150 years when we look at United States Life out of New York. And in that 150 years, we've collected 14.2 million customers nationwide. And we feel that not only that, but we also have 5 years of claim-paying ability of $35 billion that we've paid out in claims and benefits to the customers. So we're a solid company, and we want to be there for you, the agent, you, the wholesaler, and your clients. So what we've done is we've really, over the past year or so, we've actually scaled down our portfolio. And we continue to be innovative. We continue to look at electronic and technology as ways of being able to serve our clients better through things like eStation, our producer website, and being able to push as much information out there, customizable flyers that are available to you and your agents, as well as making brochures available for printable to the consumer, to your clients actually. But we also look at ourselves more as just, not only just the big company. We look at ourselves as a solid company with a diverse portfolio that has not only the term insurance, but we have fixed UL, we have indexed ULs, we have annuities, and we have some innovative A&H type products as well that are available to you. But for today's call and today's purpose, I think what we'd like to do is we'd really like to focus in on the fixed UL portfolio, if that's okay, Steve.
Sure. And I definitely want to go there, but one of the things I want to ask, especially in light of the economic conditions today and a lot of consumers feeling the financial pinch, a big question is coming up, is – can the companies maintain competitive pricing? Can the companies keep the rates to where the consumer can afford to have the coverage? So I want to have you answer that first, because in the world right now where a lot of insurance companies are pulling out of having a term life insurance product as they're offering, You know, we see companies trying to shift more towards universal life, which is great, but there's always the question that comes in is, what about the customer who needs high coverage for low premium?
Absolutely. I'm going to let Tom answer that question.
Okay.
Steve, that was a very appropriate question because our senior management was concerned about that also. And based on feedback from people like yourselves and other industry leaders around the country, they found that pricing was very important. So starting in November of last year, American General repriced their term insurance program, Select a Term, where, as many of your producers know, we started a 10-year, then a 15 through 30-year time period. What we're able to do with not only having repricing, we're able to offer the flexibility. So if a client has 23 years left on their mortgage, per se, most producers will be able to come in and maybe they show a 25-year policy or a 20-year policy. Your producers would be able to come in with a 23-year solution, which directly addresses the problem, the situation that the client has. So starting in November, we repriced the term insurance, and I'm on the phone constantly, day to day, and I'm getting nothing but favorable feedback on how well American General Select a Term plays against the competition, generally from what I call the catbird seat, from a real leadership standpoint. We're not going to be number one in all cells and all age groups, but we're going to be right there at the top, one, two, or three in those age groups where we're most competitive.
So Tom, you guys are definitely wanting to maintain a competitive stance in the term arena.
Oh, absolutely. If I didn't make that clear, give me a chance to repeat myself. We absolutely are there with the longer-term guarantees, which you will probably see and have already seen before. Company after company have either dropped out of the longer-term guaranteed market, not offering the same guarantees, or exited the marketplace altogether. American General, as Christine said earlier, is strong. We're committed. Service, commitment, people, and products. That's where our focus is, and we're here to stay. This is what brought us into the industry and gave us such prominent and a preeminent position is our strong term portfolio.
Okay. No, that's good, because I know that's one concern that's vocalized by a lot of agents is, you know, we still want a good term plan, you know, and agents, like anybody else, hates to shift from one company to the other, trying to move with the flow of, you know, of changing rates. You know, everybody wants to stay where they're comfortable, where they can build a home. So I think
that's true with the ROP, with the repricing that we did earlier this year. And now we've made that ROP product much more competitive, and we continued the interim years all the way up to 35. So that's a great product that's between 28 and 35 years for a period of time with the return of premium. We see a lot of play with that product as well.
Okay. Yeah, that's great. That's good news. That's really good news.
Steve, can I jump in here with a quick observation?
Absolutely.
Wouldn't you agree, and I'm thinking a lot of your listeners today would agree also, that time has a way of changing things, and that term insurance as a solution may be driven more by just actual cash flow, the amount of premium dollars that a client's willing to pay for the coverage that they purchase. But they know that in the future, then maybe they want something that's a little bit more permanent, something that's going to be there a lot longer than maybe the 20, 25, or 30 years that they originally talk about. So a lot of producers are looking at convertibility. We know a number of carriers that, although their term insurance is out there and it may be convertible, it may not be convertible to a guaranteed product. And I hope that in our talk today we'll be able to address not only our preeminence in the term, but also the conversion to our guaranteed UL products, which really resonates well with a lot of your listeners.
Yeah, no, I'd love to hear more about that too, you know, of the different product offerings you guys have, because I think you're dead on there. You know, they're, you know, right now, as much as we'd like not to see it, the economy has tightened the purse strings of a lot of families. and, you know, where they still need the coverage. If anything, they probably need more coverage now than they ever did in the past. But their budgets are reduced. But that doesn't necessarily mean they don't see the value of a permanent solution to their insurance needs. It just means they need an ability to take a low-cost approach and then have that conversion flexibility in the future. So I think you're absolutely spot on that. So what then are some of those solutions?
Well, in the first 5 policy years, you can actually convert a term policy or an ROP into the ContinueWell, ContinueWell Plus, or ContinueWell Extend Plus, or Elite UL. Any of our regular traditional universal life, plus our 2 guaranteed products, which are the ContinueWell and ContinueWell Extend Plus, can be converted. And then after that, there is a transition UL that we have available for conversion purposes.
Okay.
Yeah, I think another area, and Christine may be better suited to address this, but oftentimes we think that the shortest distance between 2 points is a straight line. But anybody who's driven through West Virginia or Pennsylvania or other mountainous states realize that doesn't play too well. So that there may be different ways to accomplish what the client needs with regards to the level of coverage. And let me be a little bit clearer. Producer goes through a needs analysis, sits down with a prospect and talks about what's important to them, coverage of my mortgage, and my 2 young children, concerned about college education. I've been married for a while and I have a stay-at-home spouse and I'm concerned about survivor income, final expenses, outstanding debts, things like that. Producer goes back, works the numbers, and generally takes the longest need, probably survivor income or maybe the mortgage, and writes up one policy for that longest need. Maybe it's a 25 or 30 year policy. But you asked about his or way to sharpen the pencil, maybe come up with solutions that don't, quote unquote, cost as much. And there is a technique that we call laddering that's got a great way to accomplish both, where you are able to address the total need for the client, but make it fit their budget to where we've gotten some great responses and some good feedback from around the country.
And because we do offer the selected term with the interim years, you can actually tailor those products and policies to the needs of that client, like Tom was stating. For instance, you take the child years, and let's say there's 16 years left for the child, so you have a 16 policy year for $150,000 or $250,000, because that's the need until they get out of college. And then you have the mortgage years left, which could be 22 years. So you have another product that's 22 years. And then you have the gap between now and retirement. And maybe they decide they want to extend it a little bit longer. And you can do one of 2 things. You can have a solid foundation and put a ContinueWell product, which offers the guaranteed low-cost universal life, a permanent long-term plan protection for 35, 40 years, or even all the way out to 100. You don't need to go to 121, but maybe they want to pay it out until age 100 because they want that long-term protection. So you ladder these particular products, and you can actually ultimately reduce the cost. What's the other thing that we offer with the term is if you do offer 3 or 4 policies altogether on the term side, and they're all term, we will do it all on one application. So you take one application, you indicate 4 policies for the specific amount, and you submit it in, and 4 policies will be issued, or 3 policies, depending upon what's stated in the recommendations.
Now, do you see that sales technique being utilized often?
We do. We're seeing a lot more play today in the environment with the economy than we have in the past. People are perking up when they can see that there is a true savings for their long-term needs and that you can tailor it to their specific needs. They like the fact that there's those interim years in the SAT. And I've seen it used with the ContinueWell offering 100,000 base. And yes, you might pay a little bit more, but they like that guaranteed protection for the longer period of time.
And Steve, okay. One thing with the term where you ladder and put different incremental pieces in, the first band of select a term from $100,000 up to $249,999, the policy fee is commissionable. So rather than writing the $700,000 or the $1 million policy, it may be a series of $150,000, $200,000, $249,000 policies with a Continuel as the base. All the policy fees are commissionable to the producer. So the producer isn't paying the price, so to speak, of that flexibility that can be afforded the client.
That's interesting. And they're doing this on one application.
They're doing the term on one application. Unfortunately, the term application is available for term policies, but if they wanted to complete a full application, I believe they would be able to do it on one application using the full life application Part A.
Okay, so if somebody wanted to sell the Continuel $100,000 base and a $300,000 maybe 18-year select a term, they could use that full application and take one application and say and show the splits and coverage for the different policy types?
I believe so, but let me clarify that with underwriting and make sure that that's true.
Okay. Yeah, because that really is a neat approach and an easy-to-understand approach.
Absolutely. The other interesting thing about the Continuel plan is that we've seen it used for the longer term, but not so much where you're going out to age 100 and even age 90. I've seen the Continuel used as a term policy for 40-year period. Instead of having a 28 or 30 or even a 35, you can tailor that product because of the loan cost, long-term guarantees, and you can pay it out for a guarantee to 40 years and have basically a 40-year term. In addition to that, the Continuel has 24-month rolling targets to the producing agent. So what does that mean? That we will pay target premiums in year two if it's not completed in year one.
Interesting. Yeah. No, that's good.
And unfortunately, Steve, we do know this. It's out in the marketplace. There are companies that if that premium isn't there on the due date, that guarantee is in peril, not with Continuel or Continuel Extend Plus. We call them consumer-friendly features, to where a premium can be paid within 28 days from the due date, and it'll be considered as coming in on time. Then, if there's a 1035 rollover, it always happens that it takes longer than we think, and that when that 1035 money comes in, is it going to be credited the same way? With Continuel, yes, because we'll give 12 months from the policy date to where that rollover money can be added as if it was being added day one.
The other thing that we've also done with the Continuel and the Continuel Extend Plus is that we've newly designed illustration with consumer-friendly language significantly reduced viewer pages. So it has a look and feel where it's much more understandable to the consumer. They understand what they're getting versus the other jargon that we had at one time and some of the other carriers with, illustrations where it's hard to really understand and read the illustration. And with our new design, it's extremely consumer-friendly because we kept the consumer in mind regarding that. In addition to that, we are offering a special bonus this year for those agents who are choosing to sell the Continuel. Well, we're actually earning double credits on the Killarney, Ireland producer trip. So if you sell a Continuel product, you're actually going to count that twice towards the Killarney trip this year. In addition, we are paying a 5-point additional commission on all of our Universal Life with the exception of the conversion product. So that would include the Continuel, the Continuel Extend Plus, and the Elite UL. Those three products, those fixed products, plus our index, we are actually offering an additional 5-point commission bonus to all writing agents.
Now, when you say excluding the conversion product, That doesn't mean, though, that if I use the ContinUL but do a conversion because it fell in the first 5 years, would I receive that 5-point bonus?
Hey, Steve, good call. For full conversions and partial conversions, if they happen within that first 5 years, the first 60 months,
yeah,
they'll get the 5-point increase.
Okay, I see. I see. Now, what is the company's position for an agent who goes out, sells a 10-year or 15-year select a term, and then in the third or fourth year does conversions, knowing obviously, you know, that's a great way to increase his own commission? Is he going to get paid commission in the first year for the term sale and then full commission again in the third year for the conversion? How does that work?
There's, if I'm correct, it sounds like there's two parts of that story or that question, and the earlier part came as the second part. If the conversion happens within the first year, maybe there's some found money, maybe a debt was paid off sooner, bonus came in. If the conversion happens in the first year, Steve, the first year commission will only be paid on that portion of the new premium that's higher than the term premium. But with the ContinUL, which we think is going to be exciting to a lot of your producers, first year commission after the first year is paid on the whole amount going from selected term to ContinUL. So it's like getting a brand new first year commission on new business after that first year.
After. So an agent could, as part of a sales technique, inform his customer, you know, times are hard right now. Let's get you set up with a select a term, you know, give you the coverage you need. Perhaps we blend a portion of it, knowing we can, in the next 5 years, convert the remainder over when times get better for you. And the agent really is also preparing himself for another sale, possibly the second, third, fourth, or fifth year.
I don't think we could have said it any better. The pre-sale, setting the stage for what that future meeting is going to be like. What a great service any producer does by locking up and protecting their clients' insurability. We all know that that's a gift that could change at any point. And to be able to come in and tell a client, you know, we would like to review your policy, and the client says, well, you know, I don't know why, because my doctor just said, and you hear the bad news and you realize their health is going to be an impediment to getting coverage. But they're able to come in and say, explain, well, by buying that term policy 2 or 3 years ago, underwriting's not going to come into question. We just need to determine how much you want to convert. What a great conversation to have, because somebody did a terrific job years before. So protecting insurability with term, converting later, really is predicated on having that, I'll call it a courageous conversation earlier on, that, hey, here are some things we need to be thinking about that we'll review at our next meeting in 6 months, a year, 2 years, 3 years down the road, because the client says, yeah, I remember you saying that the last time we met. So I think you painted a great picture, and term's an excellent way to protect that insurability.
Yeah, and, you know, and there's no question also it's a great reward for that agent as well. You know, so, you know, because now he's able to go in and earn commissions in that first year, and then potentially in the second, third, fourth, fifth year, not only do the client the service, but then he's also able to keep himself in business and, you know, fund the rest of his business.
Yeah, the last time I checked, it's still a commission business, and it's nice to be able, you know, they're putting in the long hours, you know, 24/7, 365, and they're there working with their clients. And that is something that, you know, I'd like to say that every carrier out there is going to provide that first-year commission on that conversion. I just don't think life's like that, but we're pleased that American General does step it up, again, clarifying after the first 12 months to pay full first-year commission on the conversion to ContinUL.
Perfect. Well, I guess at this point, I don't know if, Jennifer, we can open it up to questions, and you know, I'd love to hear some feedback from some agents if they have any questions or things to add.
That would be great. If anyone would like to join in with a question that they have, currently you're muted, but if you press star 6, you'll unmute your phone and just feel free to jump in with a question.
Well, you can tell we obviously have done a good job. If there's no questions, it either tells me we were very confusing or we covered pretty much every base.
I think we covered quite a bit today, and I really do appreciate taking the time today to be able to explain some of the things that are going on with American General. A couple last points that I just want to throw out there, and that is on the Continuell and the Continuell Extend Plus, we do have expanded standard classes that go up through Table 2. So Table 2 is actually issued as standard, which I think is a huge marketplace in this, you know, when you're doing a permanent product plan for long-term guaranteed. I think that's a great play for the agents to be able to talk about with their clients.
No, I completely agree. Well, if there are no questions, Tom, I don't know if you have any last thoughts to add.
Yeah, the last thought I have is that give your clients, you know, for the producers, give your clients the opportunity to be aware of what their choices are and let them choose. The last time I checked, it's still a democracy, and when you show that step from term to UL, and guarantees are so important, Steve was stressing that earlier, that with that conversion or just a new sale and you show the Continuell, go ahead and run a Continuell Extend Plus comparison, because the difference between the two is nominal. It may be 10% more, but when the client sees the cash value that shows up in the Continuell Extend Plus, they may just say, I like that one better. So if you have a 37-year-old male and a Preferred Plus non-tobacco for $250,000, the Continuell may be around $1,256, about $105 a month. Continuell Extend Plus premiums more like around $1,460, about $200 more a month, not even $20 more to get them there. The difference in cash value at age 67 is $54,000. So I think the client can connect the dots, just show them what their options are and let them vote.
I would agree with those sentiments, especially if you can blend them in and over time work them to having more permanent versus term insurance. And I think we've presented a really good solution to do that today. Well, you know, Christine, Tom, I would like to thank you for joining us today. If anyone has any questions, I would highly encourage you to call your marketing upline and ask them more about American General and their products. And with that, thanks everybody for participating on the call today. Christina, Tom, thank you very much.
Thank you, Steve.
You're welcome, Steve.
Thanks. Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.